Well, I'll have you note that the worse the weather, the better the antenna. That's a it's a law of nature or something. It's a principle of physics. It's a reality of the universe. The worse the weather, the better the antenna. So I've been waiting for it to get a little bit worse. I noticed the snow is starting to fly, so, and I've got to tune my wire, so it might be perfect timing to get out there and monkey with my antenna. But all kidding aside, that's another thing, too. A lot of guys out here into making antennas and doing all sorts of stuff and whatnot. One thing I'll say that's changed since you were last in it is there's this thing called All-Star. And all these repeaters are connected together because they're all-star nodes. And that's basically true. It's called apt repeat, and All-Star is a variation of it, and ham VoIP's a variation. But anyhow, if you say All-Star, it'll get you, it'll tell you everything you want to know. But the nice thing about that is you no longer have to be near the radio system. You can run a little personal repeater, if you will, and again, I'm grossly oversimplifying, but you run this little low-power thingy in your dining room or your shack, and then you run around your property with a HT, and you can talk clearly into this system or many other systems, and we got a system called Who Cares. It's a long story how that name came about, but a lot of this stuff you're talking about, making antennas, POTA activations and HF work and All-Star and everything. It's all very, very actively discussed there. So it's a lot. It's one thing I recommend to people right out of the gate when they get into the hobby. It's like first thing is stay away from handhelds. Focus on mobiles first, and if you can get an All-Star node, it opens up the world to you. Anyhow, I am in sight of my landing strip, so after this one, I'll be able to hear you out and probably be decimated. So, this is W8FU. Again, the name is Sean, and I will make this my final after yours.